Florida?
Yes, I prefer.
What about a place that you would see along a beach or an ocean and it has a lot of reeds or hay growing up around it, along the sea or in that area? Would you have a name for something like that? I mean, you wouldn't call it a swamp because it's not in the swamp, but would you have another name?
No, I really didn't know.
Can you name different kinds of soil? Say, you, the soil you pot your flowers in is not what you've got outside, or the different kind that would be on a beach, or...
No, it'd be a more fertile soil.
The kind that would be on a beach or near a beach would be...
Would not be fertile by any means, but it'd be a sand. It'd be a sandy soil.
It'd be a sandy soil, or... And you'd use a different kind to plant your flower in?
Yes, you would use a different kind. You would use some.
What would you call that?
We call it just rich dirt.
Rich dirt.
Mm-hmm. Or potting dirt.
You remember in Fredericksburg, I don't know if you do or not, maybe you wouldn't remember, but there's a river, and then there's a place that's a drainage area, and it's fairly deep, and it goes through by the river on the way into town. But it's a place, a thing that you had to be dug. It was man-made.
A canal type thing.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any other names you'd call a canal?
Well, in some places they call them creeks.
What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods? Something that's very deep.
A branch. Mm-hmm.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel, and it's kind of erosion-like area, what would you call this?
I think we'd say that it washed out.
But would you call it, say, a channel of, would you call it anything if the water stood there for any length of time?
Gully type thing.
What would you call a small stream of water, say one that ran in back of your house, not big enough to do anything but just get wet in?
We'd say a stream or a branch.
Could you name any, are there many streams around here? Could you name some of these?
Well, we have some on the streets over. I don't think they actually have a name to it. It's just a little creek or a little stream running through the, behind the residential area there.
Are there any creeks, say, almost, I mean, not river size, but anywhere near Columbus or around
yes,
here?
Yes, uh-huh. There's, creeks that run into the Chattahoochee River, which divides Columbus and Phoenix City.
Do they have names?
I'm trying to think. Yes, there's the Uchi Creek, and there's Mulberry Creek, and Flint. I think there's a Flint Creek. I'm just not just thinking too many of them.
Is Uchi Creek short for Chattahoochee?
No, Uchi is part of the Indian Reservation that's down in below Seal, Alabama. And it was more than Indian Reservation, which we hope to go there later on today and carry you there.
What would you call a small... Well, it would be a place that the ground goes up. It's a small elevation, but not a mountain, but what would you call it?
A hill.
What would you call a very small... Oh, I've already asked you that. Excuse me. Is there any other name that you would call a hill by? A small area that's raised up slightly?
A mound.
A mound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you call a very large, much higher hill?
A mountain.
Okay.